Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
A big old solid WTF to Katie this morning.
Why?
As we pulled into the parking lot at the same time this morning.
Yeah, I beat you here.
I know, by like 8 seconds.
I know, it's cool, but still.
First of all, I was shocked. Yes, yeah. Yeah, so I was like, what is she doing here so early? And second, after weeks and weeks and weeks of telling you guys that I am eating incredibly clean, not a lot of sugar, basically no carbs. I'm eating lots of fruits and veggies. I'm getting my protein powders. I've dropped like 10 pounds.
Oh, you look great.
Katie comes out of the car and she's like, I got donuts for everybody today.
It's Friday, homie. God.
I went to the gas station. Yes, I got gas station donuts for you.
Yes.
And I had to very politely say, oh, my God, that is so sweet of you.
I know.
But if you recall, over the past month, I've told you I'm not eating crap right now.
I know. And I still try. I told you. I was like, and then I looked around and I tried to find, like, a healthy donut.
Yes,
and
you did.
And so they had, like, protein Pop-Tarts and protein cinnamon buns. Yeah. But they're all full of preservatives. And I know
still
you're
full
trying
of a bunch
to stay away from that as well. And then I looked around the gas station some more and I was like, well, he probably already has his own banana.
Yeah,
you know?
I brought a banana.
You got your own fruit.
I
legit looked for a key. Chain,
that's
just
what she told me. She's like, instead of a donut, I was going to bring you a keychain.
I totally was. And then I was like, you know, he'll probably get mad at me for spending unnecessary money.
Because I want you to save your money.
So, like, I talked myself out of so many things at that gas station. I was like, maybe he wants coffee. He probably has coffee.
You know what? I probably would have taken the coffee.
Really?
Honestly, yeah, I would have taken a fresh cup of Joe.
Dang, now
that's right.
I know.
Now you know.
Now I know for future.
But I think the best part was your face when you got out of the car. I got donuts today.
And Josh and I are going to have a great time with those donuts.
Yeah, you guys can tear it up.
Sugar high.
We sure will.
Yeah.
But the line that you gave me as we were walking in the door, I almost bought you a keychain.
Yeah, what? Why?
I'm like, that would have been fantastic, actually. But you're right. I would have been mad at you.
You
it's like, quit spending your money on stupid stuff.
You tell me that all the time.
All the time I tell her. You guys, you have no idea. It was very sweet of you.
Okay,
thank
good.
You very much.
You're
Happy
very
Friday,
welcome.
Everybody.
Yes.
Happy Friday! Jeremy, Katie, and Josh here at Mix 100. 1 hour away from Fast Five. We got some Red Rocks concert tickets up for grabs. Whoop, whoop. Were we the only people not at the Benson Boone concert last night?
I think so.
Good God.
Yeah.
The amount of videos and posts I'm seeing about that concert last night, it looked spectacular.
Absolutely.
And a big shout out to everybody who stopped by the Mix 100 booth set up out front at Ball Arena. Had a lot of great listeners out there taking pictures and meeting Big Rob and some of the other Mix 100 crew. Thank you guys so much for stopping by. We were in bed, though.
I can't even. You know, I mean, because a lot of times they don't even hit the stage until 9 o'clock, and I'm just like,
it's a bit late.
Woo, you know?
I've done it in the past, and it's hard. It's hard with our schedule. And
let me just say,
and
put
that
it
alarm
out there,
goes off.
Because I'm sure Benson Boone is just waking up, getting out of bed right now, turning on Mix 100.
Yeah,
Benson,
that's what he's doing.
Buddy, just next time you roll through the Mile High City, make it on a Friday or a Saturday.
Seven. Can we make it a 5 o'clock concert?
I know exactly. Like, make it like on a weekend to where I can go, because that's one thing on
a
my
weekend.
Bucket
at five.
List. He puts on the most amazing high energy.
So many flips.
And he loves Denver. I think that's one thing that when he comes through, he's just got so much love for Denver and the whole state
and
of Colorado.
And epic mustache, too.
And those pants.
Oh, so tight.
Get on Instagram to see
I don't know what he had
right
in the front
now.
Of those pants, but it was...
it was showing.
I don't know. I think he left a bag of Twizzlers in there or something.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. He gets hungry during those sets, and he gets something in those pockets.
Yeah. Well, go see. There's pictures all over our Instagram. And, yeah, epic show at Ball Arena last night.
What they need to do is turn the air on really high at Ball Arena when these guys come to town like that.
I don't think they need to.
Because it makes other guys feel bad in the audience is what it does. We got to put the air directly on him so he's cold.
I'm not coming
back. Yeah, he needs that. All right, let's do a quick Mix 100 sports update. Los Angeles Chargers quarterback, the unfortunately named Justin Herbert, he's out and about saying that Asking Madison Beer to marry him was one of the most nerve-wracking experiences in his life, more so than making his first NFL start.
Well, yeah, have you
That's
seen
how
her?
Freaked I mean, out he was.
Yeah.
She's stunning.
Well, whoa, settle down, Joe. They announced their engagement on July 28th. They've been dating publicly since 2025. I guess he planned this whole thing. It was an outdoor setting decorated with flowers and a sign that unfortunately read Mr. and Mrs. Herbert. And people are estimating the value of her ring somewhere between $500 and $1 million. Not $500, but $500,000.
Yeah.
And $1 million. The central diamond potentially weighing 5 to 10 carats. Aww. And it looks really good on her beautiful little finger.
I just love that.
Like, I love that for them.
I love young love with all that, like,
Madison Herbert
angst, right?
They're a cute couple, like,
they're
for
so
sure.
cute. Yeah. And yeah. I just, yeah.
They're good-looking.
Good
adorbs.
Yeah, those babies. Are gonna
be- yeah, she's banging for sure. All right, so Justin Bieber's World Cup sneakers, they were going to auction. We talked about that. He wore them during the halftime show. They were custom Skylark sneakers. That's his brand, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, they did sell just shy of $27,000, more than 10 times their estimated original value. And I guess they're going to throw them some to some sort of education fund, all that money. So at least they're going to something beneficial.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just thought that was funny. Have you seen the pictures of them?
They're not.
They're ugly.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's all the New Balance look, right? Like the chunky
kind
sneakers.
Of.
Like
they're
grandpa
called Matter
almost.
Daddy?
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
the matter?
Yeah, yeah. What's the matter, Daddy?
Yeah. All right. Anyway, somebody spent $27,000 on shoes.
Sweaty feet.
It's the Biebs. Wish I had $27,000.
Wonder if it was Herbert.
Probably not.
If he did.
But...
What was his name?
Herbert.
Is it that bad?
Herbert.
Like
the name Herbert is
Justin Herbert. I've never thought about that.
Herbert.
Now you will never think it differently.
It sounds like
again.
Hermie and Herbie.
And Bert.
It
and
sounds
Ernie
like
together.
It sounds like a funny animal or something in a Disney movie, right?
Yeah.
Herbert.
Yeah.
It's the funny seagull.
It's like the Volkswagen, right? Isn't that
Herbie?
It
that was Herbie.
Herbie.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
I'm gonna be Madison Herbert.
I know. She probably,
Beer is. She probably should keep her.
Keep
last
her
name.
Professional. Yeah.
Beer's an awesome last name.
I know.
Really
he
is.
Should take her last name,
he,
Justin Beer.
Justin Beer.
That's a
yeah.
football quarterback's name.
All day long.
It is.
They got to flip flop immediately.
You You're know right. what? That's such a good.
Or
point.
Get her out on the field, QB, and that's a game I would watch.
Yeah. She'd probably stun some defenders. So
they wouldn't even try to tackle
they would not,
her.
Yeah.
I'd
she
tackle
would win
her.
All the games.
Actually, they might try to
I
tackle
better watch
her.
It. All right, yeah,
exactly.
What do you got, Josh?
All right, keeping it here for football season. Tostitos, they're making their comeback with the football-branded potato chips here. And they are you can get them at King Supers or Walmart. And they have the Broncos logo all over them, which is really cool. And on top of that.
On the actual chip?
No, on the bag. You can get your favorite brand.
Now I'm underwhelmed.
I know. Well, I thought each
I know.
Chip had
each
a Bronco logo.
Yeah, if it's just on the bag,
I
that's
really
basic.
You
put them on each
me,
chip.
Josh. You had me.
Well, they're not going to burn it on each chip. That
they
would
should.
Take so long.
Oh,
for all 32
they can
teams.
Put the I mean, M's on M&M's. They exactly can put a logo on a chip.
Yes, but then it would have to be the Ravens, the Broncos, the Bills.
You better get after it then.
No, just the Broncos.
Come on.
Okay, that's not even the biggest story. They're coming out.
Now I'm bored.
They're coming out with the chunky guacamole to dip those
Your
chips in.
Your mom's a
year.
Chunky guacamole.
That's me. You know, Carrie. Don't say that.
I'm sorry, Carrie. I love
nice
you.
That's so mean. Well, anyway, you can get those chips starting August 10th with the guacamole and your favorite Broncos logo on there. Not on the chips, just on the bag.
On each individual avocado, do they have
I don't know. You know what? I don't know, Katie.
Does the guacamole have like a branded
That's
Broncos head when you
buy yes.
I'm going to turn this music off.
Yes,
I
don't
really care. Very concerned about
this is
our
the worst sports report ever.
Food.
Well, you turned it into the worst sports report.
This is the worst.
Kind of our fault.
Highly disappointing.
What's blowing up?
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype
with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
All right, I'm really excited about today. It's one of my most favorite days of the year because I get to play my most favorite jingle ever. Today is National Avocado Day.
Avocados from Mexico.
A recent study is out saying that eating an avocado every day may decrease your heart risk disease. Heart risk, your risk of heart disease I got to stop sniffing paint in the parking lot. And it might help you lose some LBs. They definitely help with obesity.
Avocados from Mexico.
Yeah, they're so good for you.
So pound them down. I'm a huge fan of the avocado cups that you can get at Sam's Club. It's just one ingredient, pureed avocado. Oh. And it comes in little individual cups, and you can spread it on whatever you want. I personally use it in a lot of foreplay, but
yeah,
you can put it on toast. Or...
Well, and it's that fun green color, too, which makes it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Spice it up.
There's a great little trick, too, where you like take it to the bathroom and you rub a little bit on the toilet seat and like on the toilet paper. What did you eat?
What had happened?
Yeah, it's fun to do at your friend's house. Sneak one in and do that. August is tomorrow. A lot of things to get excited about in the month of August. The NFL preseason kicks off next Thursday. College football gets going on the 29th. Season 4 of Ted Lasso is going to be coming out. New season of Reacher. I know Josh is excited for the new Paw Patrol movie that comes out on August 14th.
No spoilers.
Who isn't?
And the big holidays, including National Grab Some Nuts Day.
And Baby Nana's birthday.
And it's Baby Nana's birthday month. Mama, it's my birthday month.
You know she said that to me.
I want a present every single day for birthday mom to mama.
Leo's coming out acting like they never had a birthday before.
But if it's she's, at the beginning of it, does it matter? Like, do you get the whole month?
This is my birthday month person.
Are you kidding me?
I figure.
And it's because
she's an entitled Z-er.
Not only it's because it's hers is so early in the month, so it's Monday. She will talk about it leading up to it for a month, and then the whole month after because it's the birth month.
God,
so
I could
like
never hang out with her.
Of Mama, her birthday.
Like towards the end of August,
I would like to remind everybody that my birthday was at the beginning of the month.
You know, today is the last day of August, my birth month.
My
like,
birthday
no,
month.
It's a big deal.
Shower me with love and gifts.
That only child syndrome, I'm telling you. Yeah.
Lord help
real.
Us, I could never hang out with her. I would end that friendship so fast.
Her.
You don't even know.
You love
Jimmy, I'll let you know that August is my birthday month.
And I'd be like, later, nerd. If she was in the car with me, I'd do that thing where I reach over and I open the door and I kick her out and she barrel rolls down the road.
Don't you dare.
Jimmy!
Down a cliff. And then she'd land at the bottom of the cliff and there'd be a moose sitting there and she'd go, guess what, moose?
This is my birthday month and I got thrown out of a car. It's my birthday month. I want to ride a moose.
Stop it.
Come here, moose.
No.
Buy me things.
Moose would love her.
From what I can tell on the socials, the ladies are pretty excited about Alicia Silverstone. She's officially returning as Cher.
Shut up.
For a Clueless sequel, it's going to be on Paramount Plus. It's going to take place 30 years after the movie. She's now a successful business owner. What? And a mom.
As F.
And she thinks she has it all figured out until her daughter enters high school, which has her feeling clueless.
Yeah. So anyway. I'm very intrigued as to how they're going to make this one work because I like all the reboots. Mm-hmm. I like seeing our favorite characters come back. But, I mean, it's hard to do that and not make it cheesy, right? Like,
a little bit.
Happy
It'll
Gilmore
be cheese.
2. I love that movie, but there's so much cheese in it. A
lot of
and
cheese.
And I think that this is going to be the same thing.
We'll
like,
see.
Who says that's a dress? Calvin Klein. Like, they're probably going to say the same things.
I don't care who hears this right now, but I love that movie.
Oh, it's the best
one.
Movie?
I really it's like it. It's, I mean... Paul Rudd's in it.
The only problem I have with
really
that
good.
Movie is at the end where they have her date her stepbrother, and I'm like, I don't know if I like
this.
Yeah,
it's
like,
a little cringe.
I don't know
but,
if
you
I
know,
like that.
It's not blood. It's not blood.
The 90s were different. That's the 90s were so different.
They did that all the time.
Different.
Go back to the 1800s. You should see what they were doing.
Exactly. Dating sisters was just common stuff.
I'm going to hold on to this grocery store story about how they're ripping people off. I'll talk about it later. But what's the local stuff, Katie?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so. We can celebrate Harry Potter's birthday today.
It is?
In Denver, you can. Yeah, today's his birthday, July 31st. It's a big deal. Anybody who knows the books, the movies.
Was it when the books came out, or is it his actual birthday in the book?
His actual birthday. And when he turns a certain age, he is now a wizard. And they tell him he's going to be a wizard, and that's when he goes to Hogwarts. But it all happened
spoiler
on his
alert.
Birthday. Oh, yeah. Like, sorry.
I have not seen any of the movies or read any of the books. So
well, that's not really going to spoil too much for
I
you.
I hope
it's
not.
Just July 31st. 31st is a big day because it's Harry Potter's birthday.
Do you think he wanders around Hogwarts? What's it called?
Hogwarts.
Hogwarts.
Stop.
Hogwarts.
You're making people mad.
The beginning of July, and he's like, guess what? It's my birthday month, and I'm a wizard.
Well,
you got to see, he's not quite at Hogwarts yet.
Not yet.
Exactly. Yeah. He doesn't, because they travel to Hogwarts. You don't want me to spoil it for you.
After he's been to Hogwarts, and then every year after, he's like, hey, I'm a wizard,
well,
and it's my birthday month.
There's an owl and all kinds of stuff. Like, there's so much.
And I have an owl, and it's my birthday month.
A couple owls. I mean, yeah, the birthday month. Yeah. I imagine Harry Potter's a birthday month kind of guy, you know?
Really? Like, he's probably always say, I'm a wizard.
Yeah, I get that's a flex.
I don't want to brag, but I'm, like literally a wizard.
The best wizard. And
the chosen one, kind
the chosen,
of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, people choose me all the time.
Okay, Joe.
Because my birthday month.
I have an owl.
I bet you wish your name was Harry, because if it was, you can get free admission today to the exhibition Harry Potter. And it's at 417 South Broadway, but it's a big Harry Potter thing that they have going on here in Denver. So yeah, if your name's Harry, you can get in for free with a valid ID, or Harriet or Harold. But this whole thing, this exhibition, is going until January, so you can check out the Harry Potter themed exhibition.
What if you are literally just a hairy person?
Can
you wander up and take your shirt off and be like, hey, look at my back?
No, I'm hairy. I swear I'm hairy.
I'm literally a very hairy individual. Can I get in for free today?
I really hope so. I want this to work so bad.
Oh, my God.
Who do we know that's hairy? I know Josh is kind of hairy.
I've seen you in a bikini.
But I know. Hey.
I was thinking it, and you said it.
You told us. You said your bikini wax took literally 48 hours.
No, it didn't. That's not what I said. I did it wrong. That's what I said. I am not the hairy one. I am not hairy. I can't.
The 70s called.
No.
I didn't know they still did that.
That's not it. Okay, you know what? Harry Potter.
What else you got?
Just one more thing. Okay, we're moving on. Colorado Day. That's tomorrow. August 1st also means 150 years for Colorado.
Hey.
Oh, happy birthday. They've got all kinds of celebrations happening.
When is this?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
the first.
August 1st. Yeah, so.
Do you think the entire month of August?
Yeah. Colorado needs to. No, and that's the thing.
Colorado's like, Colorado. I don't want to brag, but it's my birthday month.
Colorado is definitely a Leo, because we've heard about Colorado's 150th birthday all year.
Oh, yeah. It's my birthday year. It's a big year.
I dropped my friends off at the airport this morning. On the way there, it's like, Colorado turning 150. And then on the way out, it's like,
Colorado won't shut up about it.
Centennial Day. Here we go. So, yeah. Colorado's definitely a Leo.
Yeah.
But you can check out the celebrations at Dairy Block, McGregor Square.
This entire hype has been about birthdays. Do you think Colorado is like,
hey, guess what? Guess what, Utah? It's my birthday month.
Take that, Nebraska.
Hey, Wyoming. Hey, up there. Guess what? It's my birthday month. I'm going to be 150. Nebraska, suck it.
Yeah.
Kansas, you're so flat, and it's my birthday, man.
I have mountains.
Buy me something now.
There's your mile high.
That's it. I am a silly boy. The amount of messages I'm getting after that last topic from people saying,
what?
When I said, Baby Donna rolled down the cliff and then told the moose it was her birthday. Do we all have a visual of that? I'm still laughing about that.
Yeah.
Hey, moose.
She would befriend the moose, though. That's the funny part about it. Is she
Something
loves
I need to tell you.
She'd be like,
Baby Donna, Baby Donna, hey, Baby Donna.
Oh, man. She gives us so much material. Absolutely love it. Since we were talking about Colorado, there is a story out this morning saying that Colorado is ranked right now the 17th best state to live in in this here United States of America. They say the strengths point to the typical things: economy, outdoor recreation, education, relatively healthy population.
Yeah.
Its weaknesses:
crime,
housing affordability, cost of living. Crime actually didn't make it. But yeah, I don't really want to wander
around
16th Street
by
myself.
Saw, yeah, that story.
Without a lightsaber. You
know. No, you're right. Yeah. But everything's so expensive, too, so you're right.
Like, yeah.
All those things combined.
And then transportation challenges, because I don't know if you guys noticed, but this summer, like, literally every road is under some sort of maintenance and construction right now.
Yeah, and it's the, you know, if you look at the other big cities, I mean, their public transportation gets you everywhere. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have a good transportation system, but everything's so spread out. So it's like to get from place to place to place is kind of a headache.
470 is pissing me off every morning.
Absolutely.
I kid you not, I got rear-ended again. Well, they were up my butt, essentially. A couple Subarus again this morning.
Really?
All the way down 470. What Subaru drivers are monsters.
You're like, what? Get off.
We've got to move on. But I am so right now, I want to get back into like a bigger, older truck where I just feel like if somebody were to hit me, I'd be fine.
You're safe again? Yeah.
Because I downsized. I got a Barbie truck, and I just...
Your Barbie truck?
It's from day one.
I hate it.
I just,
when they're on me, I just don't feel safe. And I was going through construction zones where it was so tight. And I was cursing everything this morning. I was like, I want a new truck.
Yeah.
You'll get you one.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might.
A weekend shopping.
You should.
I might. Yeah.
You should.
I deserve it.
You do.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Josh said something funny off the air the other day. I wrote a little note in my phone. We can talk about it for a couple minutes. I love that he's just now noticing this, and you've been with thousands of women.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thousands.
The way you just accepted it, Josh.
Sure.
We all know. Don't
probably
try to
tens,
hide it.
Tens of thousands.
He made an observation about his girlfriend, Princess Pilot, who is ordering off the kids' menu.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought that was like, you've never noticed that ladies do that?
Every single time.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are you doing? But she's like, that's just the perfect portion size for me. But then it's not, because she picks off of my table. Like, whatever I get, she picks off of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not. And she's like, girlfriend tax.
Kind
I'm like,
it's up there too, like when you go to like a Chili's, let's say Chili's, because I know you're a classy guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the hamburger and fries, and she gets the salad. And this is what my wife does. She's like, well, I'll just take a couple fries.
Yeah.
Every time. Just take
a little taste. Yeah. And the next thing you know, she's going in 9 times for my fries.
And I'm like,
and then
you know,
there's an argument.
You can get it yourself.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you the logic.
I'll tell you the logic is you feel way better about yourself ordering the salad or the kids' meal. And the little things that you borrow, you just take a couple. It's fine. Those don't count.
But she's like, gets the kids' meal
because
she's like, I'm just so tiny.
Exactly.
Like, look at
and
me.
Then,
I'm like, just eat a meal that'll fill you up, though.
And then she can have a couple of your fries, and then those don't count. So it's still.
It's half the fries. It's not a couple.
No.
It's half the basket of fries.
I always feel uncomfortable because, where was the last place we did this? Garbanzo place.
Uh-huh.
I like falafel.
I like
falafel. Who says that out loud? What an idiot. Anyway, we were standing in line. They're at Garbanzo's, and she's like, I'd like the kid. We need two kids' meals. I was like, well, my son's not going to get it. I was like, who's eating the other kids' meal? She's like, it's for me. Shut up.
Well, and it's funny because I do think that that's a.
It's awkward.
And, well, it's also something I think that women do when they're in a relationship because. You're not seeing me. I get the falafel for an appetizer. Like there
Hold
is
me
no
back.
Kids
yeah,
meal
but again, like I've been
life.
With Knick Knack for 25 years.
Essentially,
why she doesn't need to be shy about that.
I know, but still, like
if
I
you
feel
want
like,
a big boy meal, get a big boy meal.
But there's still an accountability factor when somebody else is seeing you naked on a regular basis. I feel like there's that. Okay,
no, it's not me,
it
so
them.
I don't know who that would be.
Oh, poor
she has been working late.
I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to have to be the one to tell
Why
you.
Why are you saying so thin? Why are you going to the gym 2 times a day?
Who are you looking good for? Me, I'm looking good
Except for myself.
Now I got more things to worry about than the kids' meal. Right?
She's got way more serious.
Naked
Sorry,
on a regular
Jer.
Basis.
Sorry, Jer.
Maybe if I happen to walk in, if she's in the shower, I might get a peek. But
on
other
accident.
Than that. The kids are out of school right now. I mean,
it feels real right now, doesn't it? Feels real.
Stings a little bit, Katie.
Sorry, Jer.
I stumbled on this story this morning, and it caught my eye because it says women on social media are talking about the things they have to deal with on a daily basis that men have no clue about.
I am so intrigued about this story.
Yeah, I was like, I got to bounce some of these off of you. If any ladies want to sound off about this too, phone lines are wide open, 303-691-1649. The list is wicked long. I'll try to pull the most relevant ones.
That does not shock me.
I know.
It doesn't.
It goes on and on and on. Shut up. One woman is saying that I had to tell my ex-boyfriend that when I'm walking on the sidewalk, what I do is I turn and watch the window reflections to make sure that nobody is following me. Is that a thing that ladies do?
I look at the window reflection to see if my butt looks big, but I don't. I will straight up turn around to see if someone's behind me, but that reflection.
What's the consensus? You're like, yep.
To assess. Oh yeah, I got it from my mama. Absolutely.
You're like, yep, looking thick today.
Oh, I expect it. I'm hoping for
dim
it.
Dim cakes. Looking thick.
But I definitely look at myself in the mirror. Do you look at yourself?
No, this is all for the ladies.
Come on. Not everybody did that.
I'm usually looking down at my phone.
Okay.
So you're not looking for perps behind you. Okay.
No.
Getting in your car, ladies, literally anywhere, and you feel the need to lock the doors.
Oh, yeah.
Or
immediately.
Set the alarm, like, immediately, even if you're just sitting in your car.
Immediately. I'll go one step further. I walk to the car with my key in my hand. It's, like, coming through my knuckles. Like,
that's
if
another
I
one in here, but
something,
yeah.
You know, yeah. So like that and that coupled is what I do. Absolutely.
I always wondered if that little trick would work if you had your keys like Wolverine in your hand.
I'm ready.
And you had to you shank somebody in the eye if that would actually work. Or you'd be like, oh, ow, my hand.
Because they say if you do want to assault someone, it's with your elbow because your hand is like, that's way too much force on your fingers, which are very.
You got to palm it.
Yeah. Like,
you got to palm
to
the nose.
The elbow is what they say will really get you.
Then you
got
to be really close to him. At least with the hand, you got some distance, you know?
Yeah, babe, I guess it depends on how fast he's coming at you, but I'm elbow's ready.
You're all smacking it like wrestling style. You're like, come on.
Have you ever seen boom!
People's elbow.
Boom! And then you clothesline them.
Okay.
In the heat of the moment, I can see you being like, come on, come
I'm
on. And you're like,
trip.
Come on, come
get a bit closer.
All right, I got another one for you. This is probably for you. As an older woman, this woman says, I have found that I have become invisible. Like a lot of people don't come up and ask you or help you, like especially if you're in a restaurant or something. She goes into a bunch of examples about like waiting for medical care and stuff like that. You're essentially invisible.
Okay.
Is that
and
a thing for you?
I don't have to deal with that, Jeremy, but I've heard a lot of women say they have to be their own advocate as they get older, and it's like more and more you have to be your own advocate. So I can see how that's true, and that also sucks, and people need to stop doing that, but I can see how some people feel like that for sure.
Here's one that I've actually talked to Nick Knack about, my wife. Don't ever wear your company lanyard out of the office, because if you're out walking around running errands or whatever and you got some creeper there looking at you, they, one, know where you work, and two, know your name.
Again, one step further with this one is we have company parking passes that they hand out to us and tell us we need to use them. I don't ever use mine
because I don't want
people to know
Not
where I work.
Chance.
I don't want them. And then especially where I live. I mean, I live in an apartment complex. I don't need all those people knowing my business.
My concern with our parking pass, you know, it works at Ball Arena and stuff, is that somebody would break in and just take
and
that.
And steal it. Yes.
That's my biggest concern. So I leave it at home.
Uh-huh.
Here is the whole thing about strategic planning to stay safe, like needing to run errands. Well, if it's getting dark out, you're strategically planning before you go, where am I going to park? Is there going to be lighting? Can I be close to the door? If I got to get gas, can I go somewhere that is fairly safe? That I feel like I can be safe while I'm getting gas. Do you strategically plan before you run your errands?
Look at even just me running, literally. You guys get so mad when I do it before the show because it's so dark, and it's unsafe.
But sorry, you got that elbow.
You got them ready. But no, like when it came to like going into a store and getting gas, I thought this was something everybody did. So you don't do this. You're telling me you guys don't do
this? I'm aware, but I'm not strategically planning.
You're not concerned the way we are.
No. Yeah. But I would say my head's on a swivel.
Yeah. I'm watching.
I'm definitely watching. And there's that whole trick, too. They say if you feel uncomfortable or somebody comes at you at a gas station, pull your pump out and start blasting them with the gas hose.
Yeah.
Just blast them with gas.
Yeah.
and then light a cigarette.
I mean, what if
and
they
toss it at him in slow motion?
But like again, if someone's coming at you at the gas station, they could be. Do you have the time? Do you have like they could be just
that
coming
would have
up
to be
ask
a reaction
you a question.
Thing.
Yeah, like you would have to just start spraying somebody with gas.
Here's
like,
one for women who live alone. Do you keep a couple pairs of large men's work boots around, just so you can put them like on your back porch or your front porch or by your front door? So if somebody were to come up to your house, it looks like you got a big dude there living with you.
No, and I've heard this before, and I definitely have used this trick. Also, like keeping a light on, so when you go home, it doesn't look like you turn a light on. It's just on already,
right.
Like so it doesn't alert them to what you know apartment you live in. If
that's
you live
good.
In an apartment building,
okay.
So yeah, when you live at home, you have to think of those things too.
If you go on a date, do you buy your own drinks so they don't get spiked?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't drink. But my food and what I consume, I like to pay
you
for myself.
Eat it yourself.
And also, there's no expectations. If I'm paying for my own stuff, I don't owe you anything,
mm-mm.
you know?
Sometimes I buy my own drink and spike my own drink, too.
Yeah, there
just
you go.
To make sure the night is fun. Okay. Let me give you one more, which I feel is spot on for you. Do you always get annoyed about people talking over you or interrupting
Shut
you?
Shut up, Jeremy.
What are your thoughts on that?
Not always.
Tell me right now.
No, I've learned
you're
to
okay
deal
with it.
It's fine.
You okay with
everything's
it? Everything's
fine.
Great. Yay, radio. That was fun, huh?
Jeremy, gosh.
I've discovered a horrible fruit combination. This is 2 days in a row. I've sliced up fresh pineapple and tossed in some green grapes with the pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
And something about the combination of those two sitting overnight, when you eat it, tastes the way stinky feet smell.
Oh.
It. Yeah, I feel like I was chewing on a sock.
You keep making like a really disgusted face.
Something ain't right with that.
You're forcing yourself to eat this.
Pro tip, don't mix green grapes and pineapple together.
Ugh.
Unless you love the taste of feet. Hey, you've got a lot of people out there.
It's like I'm into
exactly.
it.
Who, you know, it's a big world. There's a lot of fetishes. So right now, some dude is driving to the grocery store to get pineapple and grapes. So you do you, sir. Hey, just a heads up. Mix 100 is going to be hanging out on the iconic Main Street at Elitch Gardens for a little something-something we call Wine Time. That's going on Friday, August 28th. Tell everybody about it, Katie.
Oh, well, you can get to mix100.com to see the different ways that you can come and hang out with us. There's the VIP, there's general admission, but as Jeremy said, we are taking over Main Street at Elitch Gardens. So we get to take over the whole park. Nobody else is going to be there except us.
That's
and
the
that
thing.
Is awesome, right?
We need to reiterate that. This isn't like hanging out, trying delicious wine and nibblies and hanging out with the Mix 100 crew. Well, everyone is running around on roller coasters and stuff.
Exactly.
No, it's quiet time.
Yeah, we are there, just us, and we get to sample all these different wines. There's going to be 14 different hand-picked stations, nibblies, stuff for us to just hang out with and chill. And
live DJ
like,
and a photo booth.
Yes, and like you said, the whole mix crew is going to be there, so it's going to be a really fun night. And wine under the stars, if you could just imagine it like that.
Yeah.
Because Elitch Gardens, it's so pretty. Like, it is such a neat spot right here in Denver. So make sure you get to mix100.com and take advantage of those two different ways, VIP, general admission. It's all there for you. So come hang out with us.
We hope to see you guys there. Okay, so listen, I have been totally addicted to a couple different styles of Instagram accounts. One of which, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're in a bad mood, kind of down in the dumps, need a little pick-me-up, search on your Instagrammies. Squirrel house videos. And there are so many people out there that take these, like, think of a larger birdhouse, okay? And they put, like, something soft in there, like a little piece of bedding or whatever. And these squirrels come and take them over, and they have cameras inside the house. So you get to see what goes on in there with the little squirrelies. And I kid you not, like, I'm watching these, and I caught myself the other day going, oh. I looked around, and I was like, did anyone hear me go, like, oh.
To a bunch of squirrels.
Like, they get in there, and they cuddle with each other.
That's so cute.
And then sometimes there's little baby squirrels.
Yes.
And then you see them, they're cleaning each other in there, or you just see them, like, sitting there like they heard something.
Yeah.
And they're so damn cute.
Oh, they're adorable. Any animal that uses their hands, I'm a big fan,
because
it's just so cute to see them, like, cleaning themselves and eating their little nuts.
And they lay around, so kind of like my mother-in-law. Like, they're, like, on their back. They're all spread out. And then you see them, like, scratch themselves. And then they stay, you know, and then they go back to being stretched out and stuff. It's the cutest.
They drink their Diet Coke.
They have a Diet Coke. Become hoarders. They're so cute. I'm going to get in so much trouble.
Yeah, you are.
But if you're kind of down in the dumps, search Squirrel House videos on the Instagram.
That.
Now, the second thing, oddly enough, Katie brought this up the other day, and I already had a note in my phone that I wanted to talk about this. Find videos where it is either like babies or really young children trying sour things for the first time.
Yes.
Okay.
You will literally LOL.
Yes. And a step further with that is if you have your own baby, maybe pick up some sour things store because it is hilarious.
It makes me want to have another baby.
I did. Like, that was my favorite thing.
I don't think I ever did this.
Oh, with baby Nana?
Yeah, like stick out your tongue and rub a Sour Patch Kid on it.
Have a pickle.
Or no, like the ones I've been seeing, it's like they take a slice of lime and they put it there, like in the high chair, and the baby bites it and they're like, no!
And then some babies really like it. They'll do it. They'll do that. And then they'll look at it. And they're like, well, I kind of like that.
Yeah, then they're going back in for more.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Those videos.
I love those videos
They
so
make
much.
My day.
Okay.
Because these goofy little bald babies going.
The fun starts now with Fast Five.
You're going to be happy to hear Mom on the radio.
How fast can you be?
Fun to just play the game. You're a big fan of the show.
It's time.
It's time to play Fast Five.
303-691-1649
with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
It is that time to get her done. It is time to play Fast Five. It's Friday. If you've never played before, be brave. I want to talk to some new people. I want to meet some newbies today. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. That'll get you in the studios to play Fast Five. We'll get you on the air, find out what you're doing this weekend. You can impress me with your weekend plans. Then I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. That's why we call it Fast Five. If you think you can pull this off, 303-691-1649. 303-691-1649. Katie, give us some examples.
Yeah, because you ask all kinds of stuff, like name five celebrities that have only one name, or five brands of pet food. And the one that won it yesterday, it was Renee, and she guessed five places that you can yell. She yelled five places that you can yell to win the big prize. So yeah, you're all over the place when it comes to what you ask.
That's the charm of the game. You never know what you're going to get, but the key is to call in, have some fun. Like I said, snag that cup of coffee so you're wide awake and ready to play. 303-691-1649. Now, what are we playing for today?
Okay, first of all, it's a good one. I've heard a lot of people all hyped up about this show at Red Rocks. It's of Monsters and Men. So you're going to score a pair of tickets to see that group at Red Rocks August 6th if you can win Fast Five on a Friday. Let's get it.
Fast Five. You get placed on hold. Do not hang up. We are quickly trying to work through these calls, get you guys all set up. Make sure you're not on a speakerphone or a Bluetooth, because we definitely want to hear you when we play this game, because it goes by so quick. It's like my wedding night. 303-691-1MIX.
Burn.
I burned myself.
You burned yourself.
It really did. That's sad for me. 303-691-1649. Who do we got? It's a Haley. Hi, Haley.
Hello.
Hello! What are you doing this weekend? Impress me.
Unfortunately, I have no plans as of right now.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, sometimes those are the best weekends, right? Where you just get to chill and...
Is there something you'd like to do?
You know what? Honestly, I've been out the past couple of weekends, so probably just hang at home.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, let your liver heal up and...
Exactly. Take it easy.
All right. Yeah. Do you have a lover in your life?
I do.
Well, you could just hang out with your lover and make out on the couch, I guess.
Yeah.
The giggle's my favorite. That was cute.
All right, Haley Bo Bailey, you ready to play Fast Five?
I am.
All right. What do I have for you? Oh, this is my most favorite one this morning. You ready?
Yes.
In 10 seconds, I need you to list off five famous men named Jeremy. Go.
Oh, no. This is going to be horrible. I am horrible with famous people. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to do this.
Well, you failed miserably. You nailed that.
Yeah.
You couldn't think of one Jeremy to name, huh?
Jeremy.
Not one.
Not one that comes to mind.
No, I could not think of one.
Well, that's too bad for you.
No, it's too bad for you, Jeremy.
That's really too bad. And I picked that one to start things off
man,
with.
Man, that's a...
Well, it's awkward now.
I'm
Haley, enjoy your couch this weekend.
Bye, all right, thank you.
Bye.
See ya.
She couldn't think of one,
I know, not a one.
Not anyone. Even local famous would have worked,
even,
you know?
Yeah.
Denver famous.
Maybe a TV guy.
Man, I don't know.
Isn't there that Jeremy Hubbard?
That's the one I was thinking of. Jeremy Hubbard on Fox 31. She couldn't even name that. It looks like a couple of you got scared and hung up. Don't do that. I want to talk to you. 303-691-1649. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Impress me with your weekend plans.
We are planning Oktoberfest.
Ooh. Whoa. Oh, yeah. I guess it's time to...
Yeah. Tip them on back already, huh?
Is it...
Yeah.
Is it for, like, a town, or is it just your local Oktoberfest?
Yeah, in your
It's a family reunion, so we do it during Oktoberfest, since the one half of the family is German. So it's a lot of fun. Homemade pretzels, lots of different foods. Every year it kind of gets switched up, so... Yeah, we'll see what we come up with this year.
Well, this sounds fantastic.
I mean, that is a family reunion I would attend. People need to start thinking like this.
I want homemade pretzels.
We do swag with the crest for the last name. Different things, wooden spoons, all sorts of fun stuff. So, yeah, it's a fun time.
Damn, you go all out.
Yeah.
I am impressed.
I mean, towns could learn from you.
What does this whole event cost you guys?
I don't even know. Like, the family does, we have family members that throw in cash,
yeah.
But there's four main families that focus and put it on.
Wow.
So maybe a couple hundred dollars. It's not, well, I mean, there's 40.
That's not too bad, I guess.
40 to 50 family members that
okay.
come out for it.
So spread
it's not
out.
Terrible.
Wow. All
yeah.
Right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it does.
You have a
it's
great
like
weekend
a great
doing
weekend.
That. Okay, let's do comic book superheroes, things of that nature. Do you like that kind of stuff?
My husband does. My daughter does, and my son does. So I better have been paying attention,
like,
right?
You're like, and I hate it. All right, well, let's see how you do. You might have heard of some of these. In 10 seconds, I need any five comic book characters that are named after either animals or insects. Go.
Superman, Spider-Man, Aquaman.
Nope.
Wolverine.
Yep.
Oh, Green Lantern.
No, that one wouldn't be an animal or a...
I know. I was just throwing them out there.
That's
I'm
all
like,
right.
What else?
I think you got two. There would have been Batman, right? Did you say Batman? Black Panther.
And then the
Wasp,
Batwoman, the Catwoman.
Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hawkeye.
Oh, dang.
Oh, Lisa.
Oh,
that's so
that's
sad.
Okay.
It was really nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Nice talking to you guys. Have fun. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
That opened up a phone line, 303-691-1649, if you'd like to play Fast Five. It's Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you. What are you doing this weekend? Impress me.
Going to the Erie Fest in Erie, Colorado to celebrate the anniversary of the state.
What are the odds that the Erie Fest is in Erie? That is fantastic.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
They really planned that well, didn't they?
So what goes on at that festival?
I honestly don't know. I just moved to the town last week, so I don't know.
Okay. So nobody told you. You're just being pulled to Erie for some sort of festival. I would imagine
we were just told by the neighbors to go.
I would imagine there's going to be like funnel cakes and probably those janky rides and
license plates for Colorado or something, right?
Something
like that's usually how it works. But you're probably going to have a lot of fun, I bet, Kevin.
Go tear it up in Erie, buddy.
It's a good town.
Thank you.
Welcome to Colorado, or at least Erie.
What do I have here? I'm trying to remember if I did this one or not. I didn't write the date next to it, but I'm going to do it anyway. It's very subjective. These are fun for me. God, I feel like I just did this one. I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. It's Friday. Kevin. Kevin, I need you to give me five things that might break up a marriage. Go.
Money, gambling, drinking, yep. Sleeping with someone else.
Yep.
And kids.
I mean, super generic, but...
Gambling and children.
The kids one.
It's what brought down my marriage. It's because my kids were always gambling.
You never know. It could be like an evil stepkid that just hates you.
You know? You make a really good point.
You're spot on, buddy. All right. So I don't know if you're familiar with this game or not, but do you know what you're supposed to tell me if you win?
Play the winning noise. I believe I heard earlier this week.
Yeah, close enough. Jeremy, play the Winnie Win sound. Good job, K-Dog. You won Fast Five today. You're going to go off to Red Rocks to see a concert, courtesy of this here morning show.
Woo! Yeah, buddy.
Well, I'm going to put you on hold, okay. Kevin, and we'll tell you all about that prize, buddy. You have a fantastic weekend.
He sounded really excited. Yeah, I think he's just really excited
he's
about
really
Erie
pumped, yeah.
And the tickets.
I think he's got Erie on the mind,
it's a lot.
For sure. He's
it's a lot.
Shocked.
Congrats, Kevin.
Let's dive into relationships and cheating and all sorts of fun stuff. There's a New York Post article out this morning talking about an emerging turnoff for some people trying to be out there in the dating world. You don't know what the turnoff is?
Right.
Finding somebody that has a roommate.
Oh.
You have a roommate?
Oh, yeah.
I can't date you.
Well, it says a lot about, like, your current situation, the, you know, reality of the relationship moving forward. I mean, a roommate throws a wrench in everything. So I can see why that would make someone swipe left.
Yeah, they say it's definitely a lack of privacy. You got to deal with shared stuff. Maybe the house is harder to maintain because you got maybe one clean person and one dirty person. There's constantly arguments about that. And it means you probably don't have your life under control.
Well, yeah, and that's kind of it, too. I'll tell you from just the side of having a roommate. When I did, I didn't want to date because I felt like I wasn't the best version of myself.
Your life was
yet.
A mess.
It really was. I was a hot mess. And
you
so
were.
I didn't want other, you know, anyone else knowing that. So it kept me from dating when I had roommates.
Yeah.
Well,
sure did. Lucky for you, this article really does just focus on single ladies looking for dudes. And they say this is a big deal breaker if you're a dude in your 30s and you still have a roommate. But like, I have to throw the brakes on this because imagine trying to date a guy in Colorado right now.
I know, it's so expensive.
It's so expensive and it's so hard to get your own place. You're probably going to be dealing with that a lot.
Yeah, because it's like, here's my, you know, apartment that I have by myself, but we have to have ramen noodles for dinner because I can't afford to take you anywhere because all my money goes to this apartment, you know? So, yeah, it's
a little give
and
take there for
sure.
Okay, now the other story this morning involves flirting. There's some surveys out this morning about people together, and one of them is mad because somebody in the relationship has admitted that they've had a flirty or romantic conversation with an AI chatbot. So you hop on your ChatGPT and you start talking dirty to each other. Now, a lot of these people are claiming that this type of interaction actually turns them on a little bit.
What? You can even do this?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah. I got this thing going with chat right now.
You can talk dirty to the robots and they like it?
They talk back?
Yeah, you tell them what you want to be said, you know, what they want to say and everything.
Oh.
It's naughty. Anyway, the main gist of this story is that somebody in the relationship says this is 100% cheating. You are cheating on me with an AI chatbot.
Not really.
It's a bit of a stretch.
I mean, emotional cheating, but I don't even know how much I believe in all
that. Not even that, because it's your own prompt.
Yeah,
like,
you're
yourself.
With yourself.
I mean, to me, it just sounds kind of fun. just to kind of see what you get back.
Yeah.
But there's probably going to come a point when you've got, like, devices and stuff attached to your ChatGPT.
Oh.
Physical devices, right?
Yeah.
And then... And then what happens?
I don't know. This all confuses me so much.
I feel like not cheating, though.
It would just be so confusing. I think it'd be
Katie
too much
work. Katie can't even open up her work email on her computer. So.
I would just
you can do
in
that?
Its ear, I have a headache.
Yeah, right? I'm so tired.
AI doesn't do that, Katie. Yeah.
You had a story about flirting at work, too, didn't you?
Oh, well, just what would consider cheating. I had a friend talk to me about this recently, about how, when you're at work, you develop these relationships with people that are a little close, right? You spend a lot of time with these people. And so if you have a relationship with them and it turns a little flirty, but you only do it at work and it's only, the messages and whatnot, never anything physical, is that considered cheating?
The messages say? Like, I want your body?
Well,
or
no,
are you just like generally being kind of cutesy and kind?
Well, yeah,
to that
I think
person?
It's just a conversation, just like talking about certain, like, pop culture things, just things that are going on, relevant things in the news, like just having a conversation with this person but keeping it going. You're at home and they're sending you messages and you're like, that's funny,
right?
Like, what if that is happening?
Is truly
jealous,
innocent though?
Again, if it's
truly
just,
innocent, we just connected over Marvel comics.
Yeah, maybe.
Probably, that's probably a bad
example. I don't like the bringing it home though. Like, if you're emailing or even messaging at work and it's on your work computer and that's it, for some reason, that seems like it's less bad. Like, I feel like if you're bringing it home and bringing that conversation home and doing it in front of your spouse, I don't like that.
And I think that's what it was, is because my friend was telling me that her husband chats a lot with his coworker when they're home. And
but we're
she's
constantly
just like,
connected, though, with
but,
work.
Well, and they like sports together. That's the thing, is she doesn't like sports, and her husband obviously super likes sports, and his friend at work also likes sports. So they talk a lot about that.
I'm wondering if I was in that position. I'm not the hugest sports guy.
Yeah.
Knick-knack is a huge sports guy.
What if she was chatting with someone at her office?
So she hooked up with a sports guy at work.
Yeah.
And they're chatting about foosball and stuff.
Yeah, like their fantasy football teams.
I don't know if I'd like
that. Would you like that? Like, that's kind of an interesting way to look at it.
I'm trying to think. I think she does actually do that.
Does she?
With like multiple dudes.
Well, this
but
got
is that
awkward.
A group chat, then?
She likes a group setting.
Okay, stop.
TMI?
A little bit. Jeez. What are you guys into? Yeah,
right? I learned that on chat.
ChatGPT.
Now, all joking aside with this whole flirting at work thing, right?
Mm.
Like, all jokes aside, sometimes it's incredibly beneficial to flirt at work.
Really?
I did.
And you got knick-knack.
And here I am.
That's right. Yeah.
Stuck in marriage.
Wait a second.
For what will be 20 years here pretty soon. So, I can't poo-poo the flirting at work. I just be careful. Actually, I was going to say be careful because they might be with someone, but you know what?
Nicole was with one, someone, Knick-Knack was with
someone.
I was
with somebody, and Knick-Knack was with somebody.
Yeah.
And it all worked out pretty good for us.
I've dated people I've worked with, too.
Really?
But, yeah, I just ended up with.
There's a guy at work here that you have the hot spot.
No, it's like,
yes.
No, to say I have the hot
spot
for him.
Oh, you said you would kiss him.
No, it's not what happened. We had a story about who you would shower with and you'd work with them. Like, who would you shower with that you work with? Uh-huh.
You
want to
go to a concert with them a lot.
I'm not trying to keep it vague. Shush.
Jeez. No, but yeah, like that was the story, is who's someone you would shower with that you work with. And that was one person. I was like, he's kind of funny. I feel like I would laugh.
Every time he comes around or comes in the studio, you light
like,
up. You completely light up when this guy is
I know, whatever.
Here.
But I'm just
flirting at work might work out. You've had so many relationship disasters. You pounce on that.
I know, but I've also dated people.
You look cute today,
with.
Too, in your little hoodie and everything.
Look cute
you look
today.
Like a sporty
I think you
girl.
Do. You got a sports hoodie on and you just chill today.
Totes do, yeah.
Maybe did you just say totes?
Totes. She totes does. Yeah.
Maybe I'll shoot my shot. Who knows?
You should shoot
probably
your
won't,
shot.
But
I did.
So
you know
happy.
What I did with Knick-Knack? She was in the cube next to me, and I would toss paper clips up and over for fun, like
and
a couple
works.
Times a day. I would toss that. And then my thing with her is that I would constantly go over and borrow her lotion. Haha, jokes. Yay, jokes. Yay. There's so many jokes here.
Yeah.
But I would persistently...
Yeah.
Consistently.
Well,
either
that's
one. Persistent,
for.
Consistent, yeah.
Consistently go over and ask her for some lotion. Hey, my hands are dry again. It is so dry in here.
You were a little Jim from The Office, weren't you?
Yeah, the next
going
thing
over
you know, we
Pam.
Were making out in the stairwells. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could also be making out at
we
stairwells.
We have stairwells here. Go ask him for some lotion. He'll love it.
I'm going to throw paper clips at
him. I know this guy. He's got bottles of it. It is a fun Friday here with JKJ. It's also a feel-good Friday where we take the last Friday of each and every month. And what we do is have you guys call in and tell us the best part of the past month. So July, be thinking about July.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
What was the really good stuff, you know? And it doesn't have to be big, right, Katie?
Yeah, I mean, it could be small. It could be something like you got to make your favorite meal, or you got to, you know, go on your favorite hike this month, or you got a couple days off at work, you know? Whatever was the highlight, whatever stood out the most. We want to hear about it. And spread that joy. Spread that happiness.
Did something good happen between you and your family? Something with your kiddos? Did you get to go see Benson Boone last night? That'd
be
a good highlight for July. Uh-huh. So. Phone lines are already ringing. If you want to call in and tell us the best part of your July, I would love to have you on the air. All of us here would love to have you on the air. Mm-hmm. So here's our number, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I want these phone lines full.
Yeah, we want to hear all of it.
We do this because there's so much crap out there, so much bad news. My God, if you watch national news on a daily basis, you want to throw yourself in front of traffic.
Yeah.
So we do this just to bring some smiles and some feel-good joy to the airwaves. Mm-hmm. So tell us, what was the best part of your July? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Josh is quickly trying to get to all these calls. Katie, what was the best part of your July?
Okay, hands down, it was my trip to New York with the baby Nana. It was my second time to the big city, but baby Nana had never been to New York City, and so I got to see her see it for the first time. And it was just so memorable. The things we got to see, the memories we got to make, the food we got to eat together I cannot wait to go back. So being as she's an adult now and I don't get to just tell her where she goes, the fact that she wanted to go somewhere with me, definitely the highlight.
That is definitely a highlight.
Yay!
I think the highlight for my July, although we had an awesome trip, we did put 2,000 miles on the car. All through Wyoming and Montana and Idaho. I think the most special moment, woo! Look at me getting all choked up.
Oh, my goodness.
My son getting his permit.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, seeing him behind the wheel for the first time.
Jerry, you really are getting emotional.
He came
about
home
it.
And he was so stressed about his test. Oh. And he was so excited. And I, like, cried in the living room. So.
Oh, you.
Look at me.
That's
a big baby. So that was a really special moment for me during this month. So here's Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hey. All right. What was the best part of your July?
We had planned this cruise for months and months and months, and we finally got to go on it, and it was 8 nights to the Bahamas. Yeah.
Oh, smell you.
You must have felt so refreshed. Just the best.
Yeah.
Did you go to Paradise Island with that Atlantis Hotel?
We went to, it was the Royal Beach Club that Royal Caribbean owned, and we did go to the Paradise side, and we did see the Atlantis resort right there.
I'm going to tell you, I've been in that hotel, and the most shocking thing about it is that they had like $14 hot dogs.
Oh. That's expensive.
It's very expensive.
Yes,
I was like, nope. Jennifer, that is a great way to kick things off. We appreciate you calling. Fantastic. Here's Ed. Hi, Eddie.
What's up?
Morning.
You are, buddy. Tell us about the best part of your July.
Yeah.
So I already had tickets to take my daughter to see Benson Boone last night. And then yesterday I was just kind of messing around on StubHub and I saw there were some pit tickets for cheaper than the tickets that I bought.
Oh.
And I bought mine for face value. And so I bought those, sold my other ones, and took my daughter. And, like, I don't know, we were right there. You could see his abs glistening.
hey, that's what it's all about with that guy.
Exactly.
We saw some pictures of him up close, and his pants were awfully tight as
well.
Yeah,
they were.
No, they were. But the coolest part after was, like, once he was done, my daughter just turned to me and gave me this huge hug, and she never does that. And I, like, teared up, just kind of like you just did.
I know, buddy.
It was, like, Oh, they never do this anymore. Really
you
cool.
do love me. Yeah.
Oh, Benson like Boone gave like her the cool feels. Dad. Yeah, yeah, you were the cool
You were.
Dad.
You really were.
Ed, absolutely love that call.
That was great.
That's fantastic. We appreciate you calling in, buddy. Got a couple open phone lines. We're talking about the best thing that happened to you in July. Trying to spread some joy this morning. 303-691-1649. Here is it Shawnee?
It is.
Hi, Shawnee.
Hi.
What was the best thing about the past 31 days for you?
Well, I'd have to say it was you guys and all the things that I've won with you guys.
What?
Oh.
It's us?
JKJ?
KKJ, girl.
KJK, that's right. You nailed it. So, what did you win from us?
I won tickets to the Ed Sheeran concert here in Colorado.
Uh-huh.
And then I got entered in to win the tickets to Vegas, which I won that too.
Oh.
So that is like
what?
Beyond out of hand good. I have never been on a vacation with my man ever since we've had kids.
Yeah.
And we're going on 13 years. And so this was just like, I couldn't have asked for anything more except for this one last thing. So I'm one of those last minute packers and travelers. It's just that's an Aquarius thing, I think. I don't know. but like 2 days prior to us leaving, because I was going to pack that Friday because we were leaving Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
I won tickets to Glowtopia. So I went out and partied all night long with my sister.
Yes. Hey, I got to ask you, we have so many people that call in and try to win all of our contests and stuff. Is there some sort of, like, secret for you?
I know.
Do you have a
lucky
Mix 100 voodoo doll or something?
Not at all. This is how I see it. I'm super broke, and I try to give as much as I can with other things other than money that God just repays me this way.
Yeah.
It's how I look at it.
Giving it back to you tenfold,
wow,
Shawnee. I love that. Yes.
You are a special human. Thank you for doing that.
It's all you guys. You guys must feel so good going home, being able to give back to so many people that can't do it sometimes, you know?
It does feel good. It is quite the blessing for us.
Yeah. And we know how fun it is to go out there and experience these concerts and stuff. Like, Ed Sheeran puts on one of the best shows right now. So we're so glad you got to experience that, Shawnee.
Shawnee, we love you to pieces. Thank you so much for making us your morning show. That's a great call.
I love that.
Josh is insistent that I go to Larisha. Hi, Larisha.
Hi, good morning.
Well, good morning
Hi.
To you. We are
How
spreading
are
some.
Guys?
Well, we're good. We're
good
spreading
day.
Joy and happiness. We love the final Friday of each and every month because we do this. So
I actually haven't caught this segment before, so I was really excited.
Well, good. Okay. That's why we do it for a lot of our newbies. So, what was the best part of July for you?
Oh gosh, I'm so emotional. But I messaged you guys a couple weeks ago that my son had cancer this year, but I am very happy to say that he's in remission.
Oh,
so,
hey!
It's like the best part, like the best year, the best part of the year.
That's awesome.
Is this Enzo?
Yes.
Are you talking about Enzo?
Ezra.
Ezra. Sorry,
Ezra.
That's right.
How do you know
Ezra.
That?
Well, because she messaged us, I remember, and you on our Facebook, and I messaged back, and that's why we do this, Larisha, because like your son being in remission is something that everybody can be really happy about today. So thank you for calling.
That's huge.
And telling
so
us that. Yeah,
that's huge.
And we're just rooting for your little guy also.
Yeah.
Go, Ezra.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you, guys.
We hope your August is even more phenomenal.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Larisha, for calling in.
Aww.
That's why we do it right there. That one right there is the cherry on top. Thank you so much to everybody who is still calling in. We love you guys so much.